And naturally, she talked all French, and she told her to whine as soon as you get there. I mean, a class, too, but knock you for a loop, man. And I used to say, well, why in the hell didn't you come to jail? You whine, you see?
Yeah.
And I tell her that, I said, well, it's ready. She said, yes. So she had two cracked jaws. I had two cracked jaws, so I split them in two cracked jaws, put them in the trunk of my car so they don't spill, you know, because I had close to 10 gallons. And I think I saw every policeman. I think I met every policeman they had around at this time, yeah, for 100 years. I think they all met me. And I, not so that, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was against the rules. And, I mean, the,
well,
no,
it's not.
It's
you can make up to, I think, 20 gallons
at home. I'm about to the point right now, quick. But I think I met everybody under the sun, but I didn't think she was going to leave me coming. She told me to keep it 3 months under my cracked jaws.
Yeah.
And then you can cap it after that. Now, some of them put it in the jaw, but they don't cap this tight. Now, if you put it in the jaw right after it's there, you cap this tight, this is a goodbye bottle, and she's going to pop. She's going to break.
Yeah. Your daddy used to make his own
whiskey.
How did he make it?
With corn, crushed corn.
It had it fermented and used.
Yeah, fermentation, yeah. But he knew what. That's one thing he never taught. He never did show me. That's a man that got caught. The revenues caught him right back here. The man that's got the machine shop, his daddy, in Lavender. They caught him right here. We could see the flashlight and the lights about 11 o'clock at night in the. We could hear the axes popping that whiskey still. And we sat on the front porch and bar when they passing that big, at one time we used to know every car. When they passing that big Lincoln, my daddy said, time to ball. So we started balling midnight. Put the stool, fire to the stool, boy. And we started balling. And we finished about.
When the big Lincoln passed,
yeah, there was some revenue was gone with that man to New Orleans. Sure, your state, your national hospital, prison was like the FBI catch you now. They bring you to New Orleans, you see.
I bet some characters used to.
You see, he would sell it, and my daddy wouldn't sell it. Oh. Now, if you come home, he'll give you a bottle, but he wouldn't sell it. My daddy never sold whiskey. If a man, well, plenty of people used to treat or take whiskey with, like, for medicine. But if they were sick and they come home, my dad would give them half a pint, and he wouldn't charge them. My dad never sold whiskey. Never did. But that morning, we started at midnight, you know, and I was young. I was about 6 or 7 years old, I guess. That's 50 years ago, I'm telling you. Because I'm 57 now. But anyway, when they passed, when they didn't have a 3 cars in all of this vicinity. So we knew every car. And they had a big Lincoln Continental. And when they passed here, we knew the revenues. And they were paying their man to New York. So about when they got to about the town, we start lighting up our fire, you see, because we had some whiskey that was good to bar. But we had heard about this, that they were coming. So we didn't want to bar that night, you see, early. So we start balling, and the corn, you had the mash in the corn, you know, the mash. We used to, my daddy told me that night, you know, when it was morning then, we had to go, I had to go throw it in the cane field. But I got tired, naturally, a young boy, you know, so I dumped it over the fence right there, and it had hogs and 4 mules in there. And the next morning, my daddy couldn't go to work in the field. All the mules were drunk, and the hogs too. He gave a good score, and he didn't spank me because he was tired too. You see, we had balls. But the 4 mules and the 4 mules and all the horses were drunk.
They were all
wobbly. He couldn't hitch them up even. They didn't know what to. He talked to them, you know, a mule. We could talk to a mule, and they wouldn't listen to him. So he had to unhitch them and leave them go back in the lot.